Yeah, Mishnayis Masech the Soito holding Perik Dalid Mishne Beis. The Elu, these are the Noshim Loy Shoises Loy Noitlus Ksuba. They do not drink the Mayamorim, even though they're caught to be a Soito, and they don't get the Ksuba. By Meris, where the Isha says, Tmeyani, she admits that she had this Nus, so now there's no purpose for it to drink. Whereas for Shabolo Edim, she Tmeya. Whereas if two Edim come and tell Bezdin that she had this Nus, also she's also Labailom, she doesn't get a Ksuba, she doesn't drink. For Yomeris, also if the Isha says, Amy Shaisa, she doesn't want to drink. In the case before they made the Nimchak, the Megillah, that she has a right to stop the Shtiyah, so forth, and therefore she doesn't get a Ksuba. What's going to be Omar Baila? Let's say the husband is the one that says, Eini Mashka, I don't want you to drink. Or else, v'shabayla bo'o le'baderech. If while the husband was taking up his wife to the bezin, he already gave her kinan stira, and now the husband lives with her, so that also stops the mayamorim to be boidik, and therefore there's no reason for to drink. So in these cases, Nertelis ksuboshi, she gets a ksuba, because it's not her fault why she can't drink, it's the husband's fault, but v'lo shoysa, she doesn't drink. But she's also to husband in these cases, but I call upon him, she does not lose her ksuba, since the Baal is the one that's causing her not to drink. What's going to be Mesu Baalei Machlei Shosel, in case of a Soita, where she was about to drink the water, and the husband died before she could drink? So Shal, does she get her ksuba or not? So Beishama Yermrim, Noitlus Ksuba, yes, she gets her ksuba Vlei Shosel, even though she does not drink, since the husband is Mace. It says the husband has to make it, the husband has to be alive, Vishas Tashtiyah. But still, Vishami holds a star, right? Miglik voice is called Kagabidomi. So she's like a muhsik in the Nechosim, and therefore she has the right to still collect the ksuba. Now she doesn't drink, because the Pasuk says, Vaibi Isha Sishtoin, the husband has to bring his wife. That's Vishami Shita. Vaisil Larmu no, Loy Shoysav Loy Noitlis Ksuba. She does not drink again, because there's no husband, for she does not get the ksuba min Asafagida, Maitzim Chver, Lovaraya. And the old star, Miglik voice is not called Kagabidomi. She doesn't have the money yet. Therefore, she has to be goyvrit. That's the klala meitzem chaveroi olav haranya. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Muberes chaveroi, a pregnant lady. Or else menekes chaveroi, a lady that's nursing. And the husband either died or else she received a get. So really the halacha is, you're not supposed to marry her. That's a din d'rabbanan. If the new husband should not marry a pregnant lady or lady that's nursing. Let's say somebody did an issa and he married her. A new husband married her. He married this Amon of this Gerusha when she was Muberes from her first husband. So, and then she becomes a Saita by the second husband. So Halacha is Lo Shoysa, she does not have to drink the Me'amorim. Lo Noitlus Ksuba, she does not take a Ksuba either. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Like it's her fault why the husband has to give her a get now. Therefore she doesn't get a Ksuba. But she doesn't drink either. Because the second husband is not allowed to really be married to her. And therefore there's no din to drink. Bechomer and the Chum say, Yochel hu lahaf rishoy. No, the second husband now could like set her aside. Ulachziru liachas man. And after the time of the 2 years, after the time that she finished nursing, after 24 months, then he can marry her back again. So that's considered ruyalah. And therefore she should drink right now. What's going to be an islandist, that's a lady that cannot give birth? Was a kainer, and also an older lady also can't have children. Rosh Rishena Ruyalela, it's time something happened to her that she can't give birth, she can't have children. She drank, let's say, a kais of ikra, and she sterilized herself. So now she becomes a saita, she got married, the husband gave a kina and stira. So lochriz leishais, if they do not drink, and also the nightly ksuba, like it's their fault, but the husband has to give her a get, and therefore they do not receive the ksuba, but they don't drink. Because they're not right to mekar the mitzvah for revuith. Reb Lezer says no. Yechaylo lisi shacheres. This husband now that married them could stay married to them. I, the husband, can't be mekar the mitzvah for revuith them. The answer is he can marry another wife though. Let him marry another wife. Velirbois have men don't have children from the second wife, and therefore, he's allowed to stay married to the first wife. Therefore, he owes they should drink if they become a saita. Now the Mishnah ends off though, b'sharkel onoshim, like a regular wife, oishaisais, either when she comes to Saita, either she drinks from the water, or else I learned loinaitlis ksuba. If they don't want to drink, it's their fault, and therefore they do not take a ksuba. Mishnah Dalit, eishes koyin, shoiso, or materas lavaila. Even though she is an eishes koyin, and halacha is an eishes koyin that has nus even beyonis, she's also to the koyin. But here, it's a suffix, she's a saita, Talachra is that she drinks the water and she comes out clean, so that's a proof that she did not have znus at all, and therefore she's mutter to stay married to her husband, the Kayin. Eishes Soris, Shaisa. Let's say the husband was sterile, the husband could not have children. Still, if his wife becomes a Saita, she's allowed to drink. There's no meat on the husband, only meat on the Isha, not on the husband. Ayidei kol haroyis mekanen. Is any Ish, any man that your wife is also to, even though she's also to him, not only because she's married now, but let's say it's her brother, it's any one of the Aroyis, still, there's a parasha of Saita. Chutz min ha-kotin, excluding if the husband was jealous of a kotin. So there, kotin's bee is not called the bee, it doesn't ask them, and therefore there's no din Saita. O mimi, shenish, a person's not a man, the Gemara says it means of a behemoth. The mekana from a behemoth, even though it's awesome, but she does not become a Saita, she's not also to a husband. I mean, even if your wife lives with a behemoth, so she does not become also, and therefore there's no parasha of Saita. Mishnehei, v'yelu shebezdin mekanen lehen. These married ladies, for some reason, will soon see the husband cannot make a kinu, cannot warn her, and therefore Bezdin on their own comes and warns her to stay away from these people. In other words, mishen is chorish bailam, if the husband became a cherish, deaf and dumb, or else a nishtata, or else he became a shait, a fool, and he doesn't realize what's happening. And Bezdin sees the way his wife is going with other men, so Bezdin has the right to be mekana, make kinu. Warn her, stay away from those people. If the husband was put in jail, he's away, and he can't make a kinui, so that Bezdin has the right to come and warn her. So the Mishnah says, Loi lahashkoi samru, this that Bezdin has the right to be mekana to warn her is not a real kinui. She does not have to drink. Let's say later there's kinu and there's stira, we don't make a drink. Elo l'apostol miksubosa. It's only enough that if she doesn't listen, she's going to lose her ksuba. In other words, if she, the Bezdin warns her, and she has stira, since she's going to be yasa to her husband, and therefore the husband, when he gives her a get, does not have to give her a ksuba, it's her fault. Rabbi Yossi says, Av lashkoi senon, they're allowed to make her drink the water also. What does it mean to say? It means, like a sheyet, say, balan beisa surim yashkena. It means later, when the husband comes out of the jail, or the husband becomes normal, so if Bezdin made a kinu, Bezdin warned her before, and she was caught to be alone with that person, later when the husband comes back and comes available, he could make her drink the mehamar. However, the loch is on the grave. You see, it's only if the husband himself gave her kinui, then she drinks. But if Bezdin gave her kinu, then she does not drink. Yeah, Perakamishi, Mishnalef, Kishem Shamayim Boit Kemoisa. Just like the Saita, when she drinks the water, if she had this nus, the water is going to take effect. She's going to blow up because of it. Is kach hamayim boit kemoisoi, the same thing, the boil, the man that she was with, if she did the chet, if they did the chet together, the fact she drinks the water, it's also going to affect him. His stomach will also bust open. Shinema the Pasuk says, blow up. Shinema the Pasuk says, ubo uvo, says a double lush in the word ubo, mash into two people, into the isha and into the boil. Now the Mishnah says, kishem shasur labal, the same way the Saita, if she adds nus, that she's also to live with the husband now, halachris kacha asur laboil, she's also to the man she lived with, and even if the husband gives her a get, she's also to remarry to the man that she lived with. Shneim the pasuk says, nitumo v'nitumo, divrei Rabbi Akiva, says, lashon of nitumo, so there's extra vav of nitumo, we darshin, that just like she's also to a husband, she's also to the boil. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back, Kacho Yedoyre Shecharya Ben HaKatzav. Zecharya Ben HaKatzav also darshan a sex revov and nitamo, like Rabbi Kiva, to be myself that she becomes also to the boil. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Shnei Pomer Mamurim Bapasha. It says twice in this Pasha, Im nitamo, nitamo, not from the extra vov, just from the extra word, it says twice the word nitamo, from this alone is the drosha, Echad Labal, one that she becomes also to a husband if she had this nus, and secondly, the Echad Laboyal. Now, Mishnah Beis, Boi Bayoim Dorosh Rabbi Kiva, on that day Rabbi Kiva made a drosha. The Moran Brocha says that day means the day that they took off Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nosi, and instead they made Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah to become the Nosi of the Yeshiva in Biyavna. So that day, when they appointed Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva darshaned And when the Pasuk says, V'chol kli cheres, any earthly kli, Ashayit bo mehem al teichai, let's say a sheretz, David tami nava tuma, goes inside the kli, and that's the lach of kli cheres is mekabel tuma from inside me'avira, even though the sheretz does not touch the inside of the kli, it's only hanging inside the ear, still, the sheretz is metama the kli, and we die, and the Pasuk says, Kol Hashem b'soicha yitma, anything inside it becomes tamei, means if there's food inside the kli, so again, the kli becomes a rishon l'tuma, and the rishon makes the food a sheni l'tuma. Now, Rabbi Kiva Darshan is like this, the Pasuk doesn't say tamei, that the food inside the kli cheres becomes tamei, meaning it becomes a sheni. El le yitma, it says it has a kayach, a power, to be metama something else. It means to say l'tamei acherim, that a sheni has the power to make a shlishi. So in this limud, the Kiva Darshan from this Pasuk, al kikra sheni bread that has a din tumma sheni on it, like here, where the sheretz was metama the tanur, tama the klicheres. The klicheres becomes a rishna tumma. The rishna tumma is metama the first oichah to make it a sheni. And when medashim now yitma, that this sheni can make a shlishi. So lima kotichas al kikra sheni kikra, that's a sheni litumma, shem metama the shlishi can make a shlishi. Mashmi even for chulin, this is Rabbi Kiva Shita. Halacha, we don't hold this. Halacha, we don't hold that a sheni can make a shlishi by chulin. Only by truma, a shlishi becomes possible. On this, Amr Rabbi Shua says, Mi yigala ofa mi'enecho. Who will like uncover the dust from your eyes, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai? As if to say, Rabbi Shua is saying like, Halavar Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai would be alive right now. Because Shoyisa Omer, he used to say, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai used to say when he was alive, he used to say, that also dor acher latar kikra shlishi. There's going to come another generation, the future generations, they're going to come in and say that a kikra shlishi is tor. There's no din that a sheni can make a shlishi. And the pshat is shein le mikra min ha-Torah shutama. There's no real pasuk from the Torah, even by truma, to say that a shlishi becomes pasul. It's only from a kal v'chayma. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say. And now v'aloy akiva talmidcha. Your Talmud, Rabbi Kiva, maybe the mikra, he's coming to Darshan, he's bringing the Pasuk of Darshan, that min ha-Torah midi raisa shutamei, that a sheni can make a shlishi midi raisa, shenemi Darshan's Pasuk, kol ha-sher v'soichoi yitma, any food inside the kli cheres that became tamei from a sheret, that again, the kli cheres became a rishon, the first bread became a sheni, and yitma means a sheni can make a shlishi, that's Rabbi Kiva's drosha. But Allah, we hold not like that, but about the midiraisa, there's no din that a sheni could make a shlishi. And even by truma, it is not from a posik, it's only from an halacha. Mishnah Gimel. Again, boi bayoim, on that day, the point of the blows of an Isaiah to become the Nasi is Dorosh Rebbe Kiva. Kiva made another drosha. When the posik says, O ma'adoise michutz lir, like you should measure by the cities of Levium, outside the city, O ma'adoise you should measure michutz lir, as past Kedma, on the east side, it says, Alpayim Bama, you should measure 2,000 Amos. That's one Pasuk. Or Mikracharam, another Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Mikir, from the wall of the city, Vachut, and outside the city, Elephamasoviv, 1,000 Amos around. So Chutzestira. Like how we just called the Migrash, outside the cities of Levim, Dura gives a mitzvah, you have to leave it. You're not allowed to plant there, you can't build there, you have to leave it empty. Lenore for nice to make the city look nice. So it's a stira, how much outside the city do you have to leave empty? So the Kiva says, Yev Shalom Elephant, you can't say only 1,000 Amos, Shekvan Nemra Paimam. The first Pasuk says, no, 2,000 Amos outside the city. And Viev Shalom, you can't say really a Paimam of 2,000, Shekvan Nemra, because the Pasuk says also, Elephant, only 1,000. Well, Kate said, how do we come out with both Sukkim? So the Kiva Dash and Zelom, Amo Migrosh. 1,000 Amos outside the city, that's supposed to be to make the city look nice. You have to leave it open space, you can't plant there, you can't build there. The author of the Pasuk says, Alpayim, 2,000 Amos, that's what Locha Tchum Shabbos. If Kiva holds that, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk 2,000 Amos outside from your city, that's the Din D'Oraisa. We're learning out from this Pasuk, there's a measurement of 2,000 Amos. On this, Rabbi Leza Benoi, Shrav Yosek Lili Oimah, Elef Amr, he says no, that Avada, the Joshua of Alpayim, does not talk about Tchum Shabbos, like we hold most before Shemot, Tchum Shabbos only with the Rabbonin, 2,000 Amis. What the Pasuk means here, 2,000 Amis, is all halachas of the Ora Levium. And Blazer says like this, Blazer ben Yosef Yosek Lili Yomel, that Elefama, 1,000 Amis, Migrosh, means you have to leave empty, you can't plant, can't do anything. The Alpayim Amis, but the second 1,000 Amis outside the city, at the say from the 1 to 2,000 Amis outside the city, that's Sada Sukramim. You're not allowed to build buildings there, but you're allowed to already plant trees there, or have vineyards there. So that's the loch of the Ora Levium, that the first 1,000 outside the city you have to leave empty, the Noi. The second 1,000 you're allowed to use to plant. But we're not talking about Chum Shabbos. Chum Shabbos, Valpayim Amis, Zichoni Midrabonim. Shala by Yud Beis Mil, that's a shala, that may be the Eraisa. Mishnah Dalet. Boy, Bayam again the same day, Dorsha, Bekiva, made another drasha. When the Pasuk says, Oz, Yoshia, Moshe, Uvene, Yisro, Sashiva, Zos, Lashem, Vayomru, Leimur, and they said, as Moshe is saying, the Oz, Yoshia, and Klai, Yisro, said, Eftim. So the question the Mishnah says is, Shein, Tam, Leimur, Leimur, why does the Pasuk have to end off and say, Vayomru, Leimur, and they said, that's the beginning of the Pasuk, Oz, Yoshia, Moshe, Uvene, Yisro, Sashiva, Zos. So what's the extra Yoshia, and Leimur? So the Mishnah says, Rav Akiva Dashins, Omatam Lema Lema, why is the Pasuk have to say the word Lema for? The Lama comes to teach us, Show you Yisrael Oinin Achrav Shel Moshe Al Kol Dover V'Dover. The Klai Yisrael said after Moshe, every word Moshe said, then Klai Yisrael said it. And Kikur in Eshala, just like you read the Halil. As Moshe said, Ashiru Hashem, and they answered back, Ashiru Hashem. Moshe said, Ki go go, they also, and they answered back and said, Ashiru Hashem. And that's the way the meaning of Kriyas Hallel was then also. That after they said, the first one said Hallel, they answered back, Hallelujah. Then he said, Hallelujah, Avdi Hashem. And the Tzibur answered back, Hallelujah. They always answered back the same thing. So that's one sheet about the Yoz Yashir. Kriyas Lohi said back, Ashiru Hashem. L'kachnem, and therefore the Pasuk says, Lema to teach us this. Rabbi Nechemyam, Rabbi Nechemyam says, not that we're learning like Hallel, but rather Kekurim Meshema, as if they were saying Kriyashema, but like Kekurim Nesha Hallel, not as if they were saying Hallel. As the word Lema means that if they were saying Shema, as the Mar explains, it's like by Shema, that they all said it together. Like Moshe started, and they all said it together. Some say it means that, like Shema means that Moshe said first one Pasuk, a few words, and then Klaiso said after him, Nekseidu Keseidu. Moshe said Ashiru Hashem, so Klai Yisrael said Ashiru Hashem. Moshe said Ki Go Go, then they say Ki Go Go. This is the way you say Al Krishma. Mishnah Hey, Bay Bayim the same day Dorish Reb Yeshua ben Hurkanus. He made a drasha that Le'ovat Iyev as a Kodesh Baruch Hu Elami Ava, that Iyev Taka was Oyvid a Kodesh Baruch Hu Machmas Ava. He loved the Kodesh Baruch Hu like a tzaddik. Shneim the pasuk says Niyev Hey Yikdileni Loi Ayachil. I mean to say, even if Hashem kills me, still I'll be mitzap, I'll be waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zignav Abbas Hashem. V'yadayin adav v'shokol, still, there's a suffolk like, what does the Pasuk really mean? As if to say, loy ani mitzap, yes, I'm waiting, I'm hoping for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be talking of Abbas Hashem. Oy eini mitzap, maybe loy, like you read it low, that he does not have, be talking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, Ad Egva, until he dies, Loyosir Tumasim Imen, I'm not going to take away my Tumim, my Emes, my Bitochin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Malam, the Shpasuk comes to teach us, Shemei Ava also, that yes, Eve was Eved Hashem, Machmas Ava, because of love. Omer Reb Yeshua, Yeshua says again, Mi Yigala Ofer Me'enech, who's going to be able to take off the dust from the eyes of Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai, meaning like Havai, he would be alive now, Shehoisa Darush Ko Yimech, Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai used to dash in all his lifetime. He used to say that Shaloi Ovad Iyev Samokem Elamir, no, Iyev only Oyvud Akarz Brochu Mach Masir Kosafir, but he was not at the Madreg of Ava. Shneim the Pasuk says, Ish Tom V'Yoshi Yirei Eloi Kim V'Somiro, like it says a Shemach upon Iyev, but it says he was Tom, complete the Yosh and straight, but it says Yirei Eloi Kim, he had fear from Akarz Brochu. V'Aloi Yeshua Temilche, now you're on Tom with Yeshua, Talmid Tamidcha, Limit Shemayava also. He's a Talmud of a Talmud, he's a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, that he dashens that yes, that he was Ovid Meyava. Yeah, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph, Misha Kino Lishta Venisra. The man warned his wife not to be with the man. He warned her in front of two edim. And then she had stira. She was found to be alone with that man. So the first sheet, the blessed sheet, is that afilu shama miyofa parech. It's like a moshe. Even she heard from, even if he heard from a bird that flies above, is yaitse. For this alone, she becomes osatim. And if he doesn't want her to drink from the water, then v'iten ksuv, he has to give her ksuv also. So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lez, it's lav dafka bird, it's like a moshel, means no matter who we heard it from, you don't have to have edim on the stira. Even if you heard it from an edechad, from an eved, somebody that's possibly edus, still she becomes also to him, and he has a right to make a drink, but if he doesn't want to make a drink, then he has to give her ksuba. Rabbi Yeshua says, ad sheyiso v'yitno bo mizeres balavoyno. So first I'm explaining that Rabbi Yeshua argue on Rabbi Lezer, and says that she only becomes also if there are edim on the stira. What the Mishnah means to say is that he only can let his wife drink up until there's not like rumors going on. At Sheyishav Yitnam, the ladies talk about this, Mizaras Balavarna, the ladies that weave at nighttime under the moon, and they shin shmuz, they talk to one another. If the word got through like to them, they talk about that this lady had znus with a man. So once it got out like that, then it's mechuyir adavar, that even the water does not help, then she cannot drink. But up until then, even though Abun Adim find out about it, as long as it didn't get yet to the mouth of the ladies that talk about it, under the moon, where they shmuz and give out the word, so then he could still let her drink. Now the Mishnah Bey says, Omar Eidechad, let's say an Eidechad comes and says, Aniri Isiya Shinitmas, I saw that the Saita had znus with the man. In other words, the Baal already gave Hakina warned to stay away from this man, and now, through two Adim, and there are also two Adim there, according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, on the stira. And now when Eidech comes and tells us that he saw on that stira, he saw them have znus. So in this case, we believe the Eidech of Midiraisa, that she becomes also labayla, and she can't drink lahoysa shoysa. For loyoy, not only this, elafilu evid, not only a regular Eidech, but even an evid, that's possibly Eidus. Afilu shivcha, that's possibly Eidus, still a relo nemonim. There are also nemon over here, and afla posla miksubasa. That now that we believe this Eidechad that she had znus, so the husband has to give her a get, and he does not have to give her a ksuba. Even though usually we don't believe in Eidechad, but here it's like Xeras HaKosev, it's Raglayim Medover. Since there was already Kino and Stirom, here we believe in Eidechad, even Apostle Eidechad also. Now the Mishnah says, what about Chamoisa? Let's say the wife's mother-in-law, like the husband's mother, or also Bas Chamoisoi, the daughter of the mother-in-law, in other words, the husband's sister, or else Vitzarosa, if there was a second wife involved, or else V'yevimto, let's say the wife of his brother's wife, or else Bas Baila, your husband's daughter from a different wife. These five Nashim, we say that Becheskas, they hate this wife, and therefore, even though there's Alocha, that what's in Eidech, it says Meis Baila, that she's later remarry. When these five Noshim tell her husband dies, we don't believe them. We're afraid they're lying. She's not allowed to remarry. But over here, it's a Chiddush, Harelo Namonis. For the din of a sight to hear, we believe even these five Noshim to say that she had Stira, that she had Znus. But since there's Raglayim Ladov over here, we believe anybody. But still, V'loi Postle Miksubosa. Again, V'loi Postle Miksubosa, even though the Nemo Tasa Labailo, but they're not nemen that much to pasla from the ksuba, because they're still a little bit afraid, maybe she's lying. Elish letishta. It helps the raiders like koponim that you can't drink from the mayamor, and we have to be choshish for this nus, and therefore, since there was keen and steer with the baal, has to give her a get, and for the mice, he can't let her drink because of these eidechots here, that are saying that she did have this nus, but for this reason, she doesn't lose the ksuba, because we're afraid, maybe they're lying. The Nimamnis, we leave the Becheskas that she has a right to receive a ksuba. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Shoye Bedin, because really, you can make a Kavachayma to say that an Eidechot should not be named by a Saitan Tuma. Because make a Kavachayma like this, Ma Yemedis Rishayna, Ma Duch by the first Eidis. Eidis Hastira, Sheinu Aisrosai, that does not answer his Oilam, she's not also Oilam. She could still drink the Mayim, maybe she become Tor. Still, Eine Maskiyem is a Pachas Mishnayim. Eidei stira has to be at least two Eidim, like we have like Yeshua holds before, that we're not mashke soit unless there are two Eidim on the stira. is so, Eidus Achroina, Eidim that are coming out to say on the Tumah that she had Znus, Shoisarta Yisraelim, this Asas Eloilim on the husband. Is any of them, isn't it for sure, Kabachayimah to say, Shloites Kaim Apochus Mishnaim, should not be enough to have less than two Eidim, like for sure you should have to have two Eidim to say on the Tumah. Sakam is saying in the Mishnah before Neidechur is Nemon. So this we say, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, the aid ain bo. Mashma kol aid sheishbo. When is she tor, when is she zmutter, only if there are no aidim at all. Mashma, any type of aid that was there, makes her awesome. So even the Neidechod, since there was kin of a stira, there's raglain ladova, even with the Neidechod, she becomes vadai also to her husband. So the Mishnah says, if so now, kal v'choyim eliedus rishonim yata. So now, let's make a kal v'choyim backwards, to the first Eidus also, it should be enough Eidus Tira to have an Eidechon. Marim Eidus Achrona, just like this last Eidus, that says that the Isha had Znus, was Metat Tuma. Shoysar to Risoilam that Asas are on the husband, Leilam Boed, Harehi, Meskayemis be Eidechon, we're saying the Torah says it's enough an Eidechon, he's Nemon. And so Eidus are Rishonim, this first Eidus of Eidus Tira, Shein or Sarti Solom, it's not that strong, it doesn't ask for on the husband Israelum. She could drink the mayim or she could drink the mayim. Is any din, isn't it as far to say she the sky be a dechod? That it should be enough an eidechod to say on stira. Sakim Bishua says before you have to have two eidim on the stira. And as we say, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk tells us in Devarim, ki motzo ba'ervas dover. We learn out the word ervas dover goes on zimah, Zuz says the word dover here. Well, out on the way, but another passage in the Torah, it says, Al pishnayim edim yokam dover. That dover says here by two edim. To make like a gzera shavam, ma lahalan al pishnayim edim, just like by momin. You can't be mighty momin unless you have two edim. Afkan here also by soita, by znus, or by ervam, al pishnayim edim, that stam edis by erva has to be at least two. Even though erva is a dover sheve isa, and usually by isur meidechur is nemon, but this is a gzeresh over here, dover dover, for moment that you have to have dafka to eidim for any eidis on erva. That's why by kedushin you have to have two eidim, by gershon you have to have two eidim, by seit you have to have two eidim. There's only gzeresh a custom that after you have kin of astira, after there's raglaim ledover, now when eidechur comes and says there was tumah, so for that, there's tumah, so for that she becomes osa. The Mishnah Dalit, what's going to be Eidechod Nitmeis? One Eid comes and says, after king of a stirum, and Eidechod comes and says that he saw the way that during that stirum, he had znus. But the Eidech, another Eid comes and says, Loi Nitmeis. No, they did not have stirum, they did not have znus at that stirum. Or else Isha Meris, and Isha comes and tells us that she saw that they had znus during that stirum, Nitmeis. And then Visha Ameris, another Isha comes and says, Loi Nitmeis. No, they did not have Tumma, they did not have Znus during that stira. So it's Chad against Trey, so it's Botel the Eidus. Therefore, the Locher is Hoysa Shoysa. She can still drink from the Mea Morim. That's called Eid Kinegane, they cancel out. Decha Bachoshev Lav Klumhu. And there's only if the two Eidims comes together. But let's say an Eidechod comes first. The Locher is once we believe the Eidechod, he's like a real Kishanayim. And then if a second Eidechod comes later, it's not Nemo to be Machish the first Eid anymore. What's going to be Shanayim Oymim Loi Nitmeis? Two Eidim come and say, forget, what's going to be Echad Oymim Nitmeis? One Eid Echad said, yes, we saw they had Znus. With Shanayim Oymim, two Eidim come and say, Loi Nitmeis. No, she did not have Znus at that time. Then again, Hoysha Shoysa, Avadim can leave the two Eidim, connected one, even they come later, Avadim two is Nem and connected one. What's going to be Shanayim Oymim Nitmeis? Two Eidim said Nitmeis. The Yechad Oymer, one Eidechad says, Loi Nitmeis, she did not have Tumah. Send the Locher is, Loi Hersa Shoyse, Avadim would not believe the Eidechad, they believe the two Eidim, and therefore she's also Labayla, Yisraelam, and she can't be Shoyse. Perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph, Eilu Nemorim B'choloshen, these are the things you're allowed to say in any Loshen, even in English. Lav Davka Loshen HaKodesh, that's Parshas Soita, this Parshas HaKodesh, that the Kohen says to the Soita, makes us swear, like we learned the Mishnah before, so Kohen, he says, the Pasuk of Yomar, Kohen, Lisha, so we say, B'chol Lashon, Shua, and any Lashon, he says, it's good. Rashi in the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, V'yomar Elu Isha, Masha B'chol Lashon, Shishamas. Then the Mishnah says, V'idu Maisa. That's on the third and sixth year of Shemitah, person has to take out all his Maisas from his house, and he has to say vidui. So that vidui could be said b'chol loshon. Kriya Shema, we say Kriya Shema every day. The pasuk says Shema Yisrael, v'dashem b'chol loshon shata shemeya. Even in English also, you could be yotze Kriya Shema. Who adinu tefila, davening Shemon Esrei, b'koshos rachmim b'chol loshon, you could be yotze. Vadi, there's an adifas, vadi is better to say in loshon HaKodesh. But if you can't say loshon HaKodesh, you say it in another language, you would be yotze. Who adin birchas hamazon, benching. Pasuk says v'yachalto, uvesavoto v'rachtos v'shomakech v'dashenu v'rachta b'chol loshon shatam avorach, u'shvu ha-seidus, when Bezdin makes Eidim swear, that they make two people swear that you know Eidus, and they say, no, we don't know Eidus, and the Kaifas of the Choloshin, they say, the Chayiv HaKorban. Ushuas HaPikodin, who are then, if a person's Taveya, you have my Pikodin, didn't give it back, and you say, no, you don't have the Pikodin, you have to swear, so the Choloshin, that you swear, and then it came out, you swore false, as though a Pasha of Shuas HaPikodin, you have to bring a Korban. Then Mishnah Bey says, V'yelu Nemor B'loshna Kodesh. These are things that could only be said over in Lashon HaKodesh. And that's Nik. Again, Velo Nemorim B'Lashon HaKodesh. First one is Mikra Bikurim. When a person brings Bikurim to the Kohen, he has to say the Pasha Rami Yoved Ovi. So he has to say a Davka in Lashon HaKodesh. The chalitza, when the yavam doesn't want to make yibum, he gives a chalitza. So the pasuk says there's a parsha of kri over there that the davka have to say b'loshen hakodesh. You have to say lechafatzti lekachto, and then she has to say back kochi yasal yishazeh leisha shelo yivnes by beisachiv. So these things the davka have to be said b'loshen hakodesh. Who adin brachos uklolis that levim said and hagrizim and harevol, but davka said b'loshen hakodesh. Who did Birchas Kahanim? The pasuk says, "Darbel Avram Bon of Leima Kais of Orchas Bnei Yisrael." So we dash and Davkin Loshen Hakodesh. You have to say Birchas Kahanim. Or Birchas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he finishes Avodah, he said a bracha. Also Davkin has to be said in Loshen Hakodesh. Who did a Proshas Hamelach? That's Pashas Vayakel that said the Kilos. He has to say it over in Davkin Loshen Hakodesh. Who did a Pashas? Or Pashas Egla Rufa. But the pasuk says that roof of Bionu Viomru Yedenu Leshovcha Sadam Azem. The when his kainim have to say this, so they say it in Loshon HaKodesh. Pasha of Egla roof. You find a mace outside in the city, so you have to bring leg in the roof, and you have to say the psukim that has said that Loshon HaKodesh. O Meshuach Melchomo Bishor Shumadabri Alom. Meshuach Melchomo, which is a special kain, it's appointed to lead light by the Melchomo, and you have to give them the rechizik. And he has to say these things, Shema Yisrael, Tom Krav Mayel, Amachama, he has to say these psukim davkin loshen hakodesh. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad, what's the case of Mikra Bikurim, that you have to you could say it, a davkin loshen hakodesh? The Pasuk says, V'yoniso v'yomato v'nei Hashem alakecho. And Nulhal no oimer, another Pasuk, it says, V'yonu halavim v'yomru, that Levim has to say, that's by the klolas and by the brachas. So ma'ani amur l'hal, just like when it says there, the Levim have to say the brachas on the cloth by grizim. But Loshen HaKodesh is Davkan Loshen HaKodesh over there. Is Afkan, who are then here when the Pasuk says, V'yoniso v'yomartish, lift up your voice and say this Parsha Bikurim Arami Yevid Ovi, is also Afkan Loshen HaKodesh. You have to Davkan say it, Loshen HaKodesh. So the kids are learning out Bikurim from the next Parsha of the brachas and the cloths. The Mishnah Dalet, Chalitza Kesa, what's the case of Chalitza? Davka have to say Loshon HaKodesh. The Pasuk says, V'on so V'omro. She answers and she says, well, how no in another Pasuk it says, we had before, V'on no halavim V'omro. The V'om have to say back by the brachas and the klolas. It's the same thing, Ma'ani, just like by the answering, Hamura that it says, Lahalun, by the brachas and the klolas is Loshon HaKodesh. Is Davka, and who are the Niros, the Parsha of Chalitza, is Davka Loshon HaKodesh. Reb Yudah says, the Pasuk says, V'on sov v'yomra kocha, like this. So right here in the Parsha Chalitza alone is the Diyak. Atche t'yoma b'loshen hazel, you have to say kocha means in this Loshen HaKodesh. See the terrorist makbid, the Parsha's Chalitza should now could be said Loshen HaKodesh. Now Mishnah Hey, Brochos Suklolos Ketzet, what's the loch about when Levim said the Brochos and Har Grisim and Har Evil, that how is it knowing? So Kevin Shavri Yisrael of Yardin, when Klai Yisrael by Yeshua, Mishua Benin's time, went over the Yardin, so Bo, they came then Al Hagriz and Vihar Evil. They came to these two mountains, which was Sheb Shemrum, Sheb Tzad Shem. It was in the Tchum of Shemrum, which was on the side of Shem, Sheit Elena Marei, which was near Elen Marei. Shenem, the Apostle says, Hello, Hema, Beva Yardin, they're on the other side of the Yardin. That the Tzad Mariv, the Pasuk ends off and says, Eitz Eleinoi Mamre. And Mishnah says, Vaita, Halo Noema, not the Mokim, it says in Breshis, Vayavar Avrom Boretz, Ad Mekoim Shchem, Ad Eloin Mamre. So you see, Eloin Mamre was near Shchem. So we learn out one from the other. Mo Eloin Mamre, Omer Lahalan, just when it says Eloin Mamre over here, by Avrom Avinu, it means near Shchem, is Af Eloin Mamre, when it says here, by the Eivra Yardin, it says, Elamamri Omer Karn, by Hagrizim, it means Shchem also by Shchem. So this is where Klai Yisrael was, and it says that Shisha Shvotim Olu L'Rosh Hagrizim. Six Shvotim went up to the top of Hagrizim. Vishisha Shvotim and six Shvotim Olu L'Rosh Harevel went up to the top of the Mount of Harevel. Vakana Valavim Varun Aimdim Lamata Viemtza. And the Kanam and Levium with the Oren HaKodesh, that was standing Lamata in between the two mountains. Now HaKahanim Makif and Isorin, the Kahanim, they were right around the Orin. The HaLevium and Levium, they were around Esakanim, around the Kahanim. The Chol Yisrael, the rest of Klai Yisrael, was Mikan Lakan. On both sides means on the mountains. Shinema, the Pasuk says, the Chol Yisrael, Uskeno, Vishaitro, Vishaitov, Oimdim, Mizel, Mizel Orin. On this side and that side of the Orin. Now what happened was, Hofchu Pneim Kalpi Hagrizim, they turned their face towards Hagrizim, Uposchim Abrocha, and there they started to give the Brocha. They said, Boruch Isha Shelo Yasa Feslo Masecha, and V'yelu V'yelu, both of them, Oinim Amen, answer Amen. Hofchu Pneim Kalpi Harevel, they both turned their faces towards Harevel, Uposchim Beklola, and then they started to say a Klola. A curse, Oror, should be cursed, Isha Shelo Yasa Feslo Masecha. And the whoever makes a pestle, whoever makes a getchka by the Zara. V'yelu, v'yelu, oinu amen, both sides answer amen. And they did this say the one after another. Ad shegomer, until they finished all the brachas and the klolis. V'yachakach, after that, heviyes avonim, they brought the stones. Ovonu es mezbech, they built a mezbeach, v'sadu basid, and they made a good foundation with sid, with lime. V'kosu olav, and they wrote on these avonim, es kol divrei ha-teira. Voltaira, Vishivim Loshin, in several different languages. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Ba'er Hatef, explain it very well. As the Pasuk says, V'chasavta Mal Havonim, is called Divri HaTaira Zois Ber Hatef, so Adashin, Ber Hatef means in 70 languages. And then, V'notlo as Havonim, they took the stones, Ovo'u V'lono B'mkaimam. As after they brought the Kabonis there, the Karban Oilus, the Karban Shlom, and they ate there, then they took these stones with them. Ovo, when they brought it, Volon, they put up in Kaima, means in the Gilgal. And there they put it up, Esavonim. To Mishnah Vov, Bikras Kahanim Ketzad. How were they knowing? How did the Kahanim say the Brocho? So, B'medina means outside the base of Mikdash, even in Yerushalayim. Imrim Oysa, they would say it, the way we say it today, Shalosh Brochus. They'd say it like three separate Brochus. In other words, they would say it, Kain Shalosh Brochus. The Kahanim would be mafsu between Pasuk and Pasuk, and the Tzibur would answer Amen, the way we do it today. However, Vamigdash, in the base of Migdash, Proch Achas, in the base of Migdash, they did not answer Amen. So therefore, all three Psukim, like we said, but there was one big Brocha. Just after they finished all three Psukim, then the Kahan would answer in the base of Migdash, Baruch Hashem Lakei Yisro Menoylam V'yad Oylam. So the Rambam brings down. Now the Mishnah says, "Uvamikdash yebrochachas." Now, "Uvamikdash shomer Hashem kichsovei." In the base Migdash, used to say the Shem the way it was written means Hashem's name, the Shem HaMeferish. The way it's written with Yud Hey, they would read it that way. However, the Medina outside the base Migdash, like we do it, the Kenuyev, we do not read it Yud Hey, but we read it rather as if it's written Aleph Dalet Adoy, like our minig is. But Medina means outside the base of Migdash, even in Yerushalayim, Kanim Noisim Meshadeim Kineke Kesveim. The Kanim Bishas Duchanim Mishalti said the Brocha, they would lift up the hands, and the hands would be like opposite, straight out of their shoulders. Shoulders height, that's the way the hands would be. However, uva migdash in the base of migdash, when the kohanim would duch and say the bracha al gabi rishem, the hands would be even higher up, would be on top of the head. Chutz mikayin godl, excluding the kohen godl, he would not bring up his hands so far up. He would not bring it chutz mikayin godl. Sheinu magbias yodav lamanam min atzitz. He's not allowed to raise his hands higher than the tzitz that was on his forehead. So if hands could only go to his forehead, not above his head. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Af kohen godl, even the kohen godl, magbias yod would lift up his hands lamanam min atzitz, above the tzitz, b'shas duchenim. Shneim the pasuk says, "Vayisa Aaron es yodov elohom vayivarachem." Mashmi even Aaron, the kohen gadol, that wore the tzitz, also lifted up his hands. Mishnah Zayin, Birkas kohen gadol keitzet. On Yom Kippur, after the kohen gadol finished all the avodah, then he would say a special bracha. So how did he say this bracha? So Chazin haKnesses, the one that takes care of the base Knesses in the Harabayis in the Azara. Noitel, he would take Sefer Torah, and Venoisel the Rosh HaKnesses, he would give it to the Rosh HaKnesses. So the Chazin used to look over what all the Tzorchets he needed. Then he gave it over to the Rosh HaKnesses. He was mainly in charge of the basic Knesses itself. In other words, they give out like a Shamish in the base in the Shul, who would give out the Aliyahs, who would tell to go to the Yomid. So they gave now the Sefer Torah to the Rosh HaKnesses. For Rosh HaKnesses, Noitel is gone. The Rosh HaKnesses now gave the Sefer Torah to the Skan. That was second in charge of the Kohen Gadol. In case he would become Tomei, he would take over. Then the Haskan, now nice the Kohen Gadol, he would finally give over the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara explains they gave it over to a lot of people, no laharbois kvoidoi shor Kohen Gadol. And also to Mekandin, a broibam hadus melech, sat a lot of people involved in handing over the Sefer Torah. Now when the Kohen Gadol got the Sefer Torah, the Kohen Gadol Oymed, he would be standing, or Mekabli would receive the Sefer Torah, the Korei Yomid, he would lean from the Sefer Torah standing up. What would he lean? He would lean the Pasha of Achrim Lais, and also Pasha after that of the Yach Bi Osor, which is in Pasha's Emor. Achrim Lais, that's in Vayikra Tezain, Tezvov. And then he turned to Vayikra Chav Gimel to read the Psukim of V'ach V'Osor L'Chedish, talks about Yom Kippur. And then after that he would be girl of the Sefer Torah, or Menicha B'Chek, would leave it in his lap, the Sefer Torah. The Yoyim of the Kohen Gadol would say, Yoyim of Masha Karisi Lefnechem, more than what I read in front of you, Kos of Khan is here. In other words, because the Locher is like a Mishum Tirchot Yitziburai, he used to still say the Psukim of the Maftia, like in Chumash HaPekudim, in Bamidbar. It was so much of a Tirchot to roll the Sefer Torah from Vayikra to Bamidbar. So therefore he would lay it Palpeh. So now the people shouldn't think that maybe it's missing in the Sefer Torah. That's why he's doing the Batera. That's why he's doing the Be'apeh. He has to tell everybody, no, this Sefer Torah has everything. More than what I learned to in the Sefer Vayikra, nor is this Sefer Torah has everything. I hakam on learning Pashas Bamidbar Ba'apeh. That's Mishom Tichot Yitziburai. And then he would learn Ba'apeh Ube'yosor Shevechum Eshapikudim. And the Esau Lachredish HaShavit, it says in Pashas Bamidbar, the Midbar is called Pashas HaPekudim, he would learn it Ba'apeh. Kaira Alpeh, we say it Ba'apeh. Again, Mishum Tichot, the Tzibur didn't want to make him roll it. Omavarach Aleh, then the Kohen Gadol will make 8 brachas. What are the 8 brachas? First of all, Ala Torah. The regular Birchas HaTorah would say, Lefoneh Lachra, like we say. Then the Ala Avodah, like Ritzeh Hashem Lakein, we would say. If it end off a chesem abuicha b'avoidis al miyisrael b'rachamim. Then the al hoidor, like we said, thank you, moide manach noloch, like we say in Shemon Esrei. The al mechila sov, and then he would say the bruch of slach lonu, and it end off with moicha l'avoidis al miyisrael b'rachamim. Then the al migdosh, he would make a bracha that the migdosh should stay in the shviya shchinas ashura sashchina, and it would be chesem ashreichim b'tziyon. Then he'll make the bracha about Yisrael, I mean that the Shechina should not go away from Klal Yisrael. It will be Chosim Aboicha B'Yisrael. Then the Megabrach will be Allah Kahanim. The Hashem should be Mekabel, the Kabonis, for Rotzen from the Kahanim. And then be Ashar Allah Tefillah. Then he finishes off the Tefillah of Sechazenu, Rino Bakosha. Then he finishes off saying the rest of the Tefillah like he's used to. This is the way that he would end off Brachat Hashem Shemei Tefillah. This is the way the Kohen Gadol said his Tefillahs, his Brachis, at the end of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Peroshat HaMelech Ketzet. How are we making the mitzvahs of Hakel, that the Pasuk says in Devarim, that at the end of 7 years, at the end of Shemitah, on Chag HaSukkos, the whole Klai Yisrael comes together, and they land the Torah in front of everybody. Hakel Esom, we call this Mitzvah Hakel. So the Melech of Yisrael, he used to land the Chumash. So how is this? Kate said, how is this Parsha? How is this Mitzvah? How are they making this Mitzvah? So the Mishnah says, Moitzoy Yom Tov Harishon Shochag. By Sukkis, the first Moitzoy Yom Tov, after the first day of Sukkis, Bashmini, means on the eighth year of Shemitah, meaning right after Shemitah, right after Shemitah, the first year of the new cycle, that's like the eighth year, but Moitzoy Shvius, meaning at the end of Shemitah, the end of the 7 years of Shemitah, the beginning of the next year comes the Yom Tov of Sukkis, and the Moitzoy, the first day of that Sukkis, is Oysen Loi Bimer Shaleitz Bazarah. They used to make a bima in the Ezra's Noshim made out of wood. And the Melech would sit on top of this bima in order to learn from the Torah that all Klai Yisrael could hear him. Shneim the Pasuk says in the Devarim Lamed Aleph that the Miketz Sheva Shana Bamoyed at the end of 7 years on the Yom Tov. Shnasa Shmita the Pasuk ends off. So this is the time when the Melech did it. Now the Mishnah explains Chazan HaKineses Neitel Sefer Torah, the Chazan, the one that takes care the Tzorach Yitziba, he takes out the Sefer Torah, v'noisne gives it l'Rosh HaKnesses, to the one in charge of the Beis HaKnesses in the Beis HaMikdash. For Rosh HaKnesses, the one in charge of the Beis HaKnesses, noisne l'skan, gives it to the second, to the Kohen Gadol. V'yasgan, noisne l'Kohen Gadol, gives it to the Kohen Gadol. And v'Kohen Gadol, noisne l'melech, Kohen Gadol gives it to the king. V'yamelech now, Oymeid stands up, or Makabel, he receives the Sefer Torah, v'korei, and he reads from it, Yoshev, he lands sitting down. That's so the bima shalates that the Kohen Gadol used to sit down. Now the Mishnah says, "Akripas Hamelech Omad." He stood up. The kibul, he received the Sefer Torah, and the Koroimay, he landed the Torah standing up, not sitting down. Akripas Hamelech Yuzan Zara Shalhurdus Radomi, and the Shibchu Chachom, the Chomim gave a shvach. As even though usually we say that a Melech Shemachal Akvoidoi. Ain kvoidei mochel, but that's only b'dvar rishus. The Miri says, but here it's a dvar mitzvah. He was allowed to be mochel akvoidei. Now the Mishnah says the ma'isa was when Agrifas Hamelech. Again, he was not really born a Jew. He's from Zara Shahurdis. So when he would lame the Sefer Torah, ukeshegir, when it came to the pasuk in Devarim of l'loisucha lo seisolech ish nachri, you're not allowed to appoint an ish nachri to be a melech. Over Klai Yisrael. So he realized that he wasn't fit to be a melech. His soul zolgu ein of demois. He started to tears came out of his eyes. It passes him from being a malchus. His omruloi. So the people said to him, Altis yore, Agrifas. Don't be worried, Agrifas. Achinu ato, you're our brother. Achinu ato, you're our brother. But the Miri says, the only said is just to mafayasim ishim shalom malchus. But really, he wasn't fit to be a king anymore. Others say, because his mother was a Jew. So therefore, he's fit to be a melech. Okay, it says three times, the Mishnah chinu at ato. Now the Mishnah goes weiter, the Kareya, the melech used to lane, b'tchilas elad dvarim. He would start laying from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Ad Shema, till he gets to the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael in Beschanan. Then Ushma he would lane in Voyim Shemoya. Aser Taser, he would lane, and Kisachal El Aser, Dvarim Chavov, and then Uprosha Samelech, he'd also lane the Pasha Samelech, it says in Dvarim Yudzayin, of Soim Tosa Malach Amelech, Ubrocha Soklolis, that's like Kabbalah's Grisai Shalteirom, in Dvarim Chav Ches. It says, Achagoyma Kola Parsha, till he finished the end of the Pasha, that it says in Mavara Brisa Shakuras, Aatem Bechairif. Now, even though he was skipping around, he wasn't landing it straight, but Mashmi, even though it was Tircha V'tzibor, and Mishram covered a Melech, it was okay. Then the Mishnah ends off, HaMelech, Babrochosh, the Kohen Gadol, Mabarachoson, the brochos he had before that the Kohen Gadol made, is a Melech Mabarachoson. The king also makes the same brochos after the Kriyas HaTorah. Elishinoisim loy regolim, tachas mechilas oven. Instead of the brocha that the Kohen Gadol spoke about and Kippur about mechilas oven, instead of that, the Melech would say, the Brichas Regolim Hainu, Ata V'chatonu, would end off, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Now, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph, Meshuach Mulchoma. This was a special kohen that was appointed that whenever they went out to have Mulchoma, whether it was a Mulchomas mitzvah of conquering the Shivas Amamim on Eretz Yisrael, where the Stam of Mulchomas Rishus, when the Melech Yisrael wanted to have Mulchoma, so there used to be a special kohen that will go and be mechazik the people, be mechazik the army, right before the Mulchoma. So the Mishnah talks about that Meshuach Mulchoma, and that's a special kohen that was appointed to take care of the Mulchoma, is Bishor Shemadabur Elom, when he used to give Divrei Chizuk, talk to the people, is B'Lashon HaKodesh HaYemadabur. He would talk in Lashon HaKodesh. Shenemar, the Apostle says in Devarim, V'Hoyo K'Korbchem El HaMulchoma, V'Nigesh HaKohen, when he comes to have Mulchoma, and the kohen comes close. This is, so Mishnah says, Zeh Kohen Meshuach Mulchoma. This is the special kohen that's appointed, anointed, to take care of the Mulchoma. The Pasuk says that V'dibur Elom, he should talk to the nation, and V'darshna means B'loshen HaKodesh, he has to talk B'loshen HaKodesh. Then the Pasuk says, V'yomer Aleihem, he should say to them, Shema Yisrael, Atem Kreivim Ayelna, Mulchoma Aleivechem, you come close to have war against your enemies. V'lo Yala Cheichem, but you should know not against your brothers. Meaning to say, Lo Yehuda al Shimon, it's not like a fight Yehuda against Shimon, V'lo Shimon al Binyamin. Because in such a case, Shem Tip Lubyo, even if they win you and you fought, you caught, that they catch you, you're caught by them, you become prisoners by them, is Yerachim Walech, and they'll have Rachmanis on you, they'll have mercy upon you. Kumo Shinema, the Potter says in the Rio Yomim, Vayokumu Hanoshim and Shenikbu Bishamus, Vyachaziku Bashiv Yom. They held on to the captures, Vichol Mayar Mehem, Hilbishum and Ashlol. Meaning that even though they captured them, they gave them clothing to wear. Vayabishum, they clothed them. Vayanilum, they gave them shoes. Vayachilum, they gave them food. Vayashkum, they gave them to drink. Vayesuchum, and they anointed them. Vayinalum, they led them. Vachamorim on donkeys. Vachol koishel, all the weak ones that couldn't walk, they put them on donkeys. Vayevim yerecha, they brought them to Yerecha, Yeratamor, in the city of the dates. Eitzalachayim by the brothers. Vayeshuvu shomrim. And they sat there in Shomron. So you see here that Bnei Yisrael had Rachmanis on the 200 captures from Bnei Yehuda and Yerushalayim that they caught. So you see, when the Jews fight against Jews, then they have Rachmanis. But here, when you go to fight against Goyim, it's not that way. But rather, the Melech tells the Kohen tells them, Aloi Veicha Matochem. But here, you're going to fight against the Goyim. Shem Tiplu Biyod, if you fall into their hands, Ey Merachem Aleich, not going to have any Rachmanis on you. And therefore the Kohen tells them, Al Yerech Levavchem, don't become weak at heart. Al Tiru, don't be afraid of them. V'yatachzvazul, don't be scared. All four different Lashons are being scared. Al Yerech Levavchem, what does that mean to say? Don't be afraid of them. Mifnei Tzola Susim, because the noise that their horses make. V'tzichzuch Charovus, or from sharpening their swords. Then the Apostle says, he tells them, Al Tiru, don't be afraid, if Nehagofas Teresus, that their shields that they're banging one against another. Veshifas Hakal Kasin, from the amount of armies, the big amount of armies they have. Then the Apostle says, Al Tachbazu, also don't be afraid, Mikol Koronas, from the noise of their shofars that they blow. Al Tartsu, don't be afraid, if Nehkoil Tzavochas, the fact that the Goyim scream out, don't be afraid of them. But rather, the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Elokeimochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with us, don't be afraid. So, Vayta, the Mishnah says, the Kohen tells them, is, Hein Boim B'Nitzchon Hashem Bosom Adam. The Goyim come to fight with their own power, with Bosom Adam. But V'yatem, you Klai Yisrael, Boim, you come in B'Nitzchon Hashem Elokeim, to win with the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, I have B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Plishtim Bo B'Nitzchon Hashem Goliath. The Plishtim fought with this big Goliath. Ma Yisayf, what was the end of Goliath? What was the end? La Saif at the end, enough of Bachari fell in the sword. And enough Limo, his nation fell with him. In the Goliath, David killed him. But after that, the Plishim, they were wiped out by the Yidden wiped them out. Noflu, the whole Am, was captured by the Yidden. Then also by Bnei Amon also came to fight. Bo, B'nitzchayne Shol Shevach, they came to fight with the Kerech of Shevach. That was their star, the general. Ma Yosef, what was the end of him? La Yosef, Nofel Becherab, he also fell in the sword. He was also killed. And Venofel Emoid, his nation was also wiped out then. But the Yatem, you Klai Yisrael, Yatem came in not like this. But rather, Ki Hashem Olakeichem, Hoylechi Makam Lilochem Lochem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going with you. He's the one that's going to fight for us. What does that mean to say? Ze Machna Oren. That's the Machna of the Oren. As the Oren goes out with the Machna Yisrael Tav Mechama, with the Keich of the Luchas, the Teichon, that's the Skula, the Klai Yisrael will be Nitzel. Now we're up to Mishnah Beis, to continuation again of what happened with the Kohen Mashuach. Because up until now, the Kohen Mashuach would say these things in the first Mishnah, and other Kohanim would say it over in a loud voice that everybody could hear it. Now, after the Kohen Mashuach said it, it wasn't Kohanim that repeated it, but rather it was a Shoitrim, like the policeman repeated it. So that's what the Mishnah says now, V'dibru ha-Shoitrim elom. The Shoitrim, the shirt to the policeman, he repeated it to the Lema saying, Mi Yoeshu is the person Hashem Bona Bayis Chodesh that built a new house, V'leicha Nocha, didn't move into it, didn't use it yet. Is Yelech V'yashav L'Bayis, he has a right to go back home, don't go to fight. And we dash in the Mishnah says, Echad Abayna Bayis Tevin, where the person bought a warehouse, where he's going to store the straw. Or else Beis HaBakri, build a house where he's going to have his animals live. Or else Beis Eitzim, he built a warehouse to store the wood. Or else Beis Eitzrois, where he's going to store wine, barrels of wine, of oil, or tua. Echad HaBoyna, whether the person built it, had it built. V'echad HaLakech, whether he bought something new. V'echad HaYerush, whether he yashened it. All these things, if you get it now and you didn't use it yet, you have a right to leave, not to go to the Mechama. V'echad shenitlo matono, somebody gives you this house for a present. You have a right to leave. Then the Pasuk says, Umi Yeshu is the person that should not care him, that he planted a vineyard, he didn't get to eat the pears yet. So the first 3 years is called early, can't eat it. But on the fourth year, has it been net the Revai, or Kerem Revai, that you're allowed to eat the pears in Yerushalayim. We want it outside, you have to be poider it. So somebody did not get to be poider this Paris on the fourth year. Didn't get around yet to be poider these Paris, so he also has the right to leave the Mechama. The height of the Mishnah explains now, Echad HaNoteya Kerem, whether you planted a vineyard, V'Echad HaNoteya Chamish Yilonei Meichel, or whether you planted five fruit trees. Not only a vineyard, but even an orchard of five fruit trees. And the Afilo Mechameshes Minim, five different types of fruit trees. Still, you have a right to leave the Muhammad to go home to eat the Paris. Echad HaNoteya, whether you planted it, V'Echad HaMavrich. Now, Mavruch means when you have the vine that's growing, you stick the vine into the ground, and like a new vine comes up. That's called Mavruch. V'Echad HaMarkev, whether you grafted a branch onto your tree. V'Echad HaLakech, whether you bought the tree. V'Echad HaYerush, whether you yashin the tree from your father. V'Echad Shenitlo Matzon, or else the tree was given to for a present. And you didn't eat the pears yet, so you have the right to go, not to go to war to eat the pears. From then the Pasuk says, Ami Yeshu is a person, Asher Erish Isha, he married his wife, he made Kedushin, but he didn't make Nisuin yet. So what does that mean to say? Echad HaMaris HaSapsula, whether he made Kedushin on a lady that was never married yet, a Psula. The Echad HaMaris HaSamona, or whether he married now a lady that was married before. She's a widow. And Afilu Shemeres Yavim, even with your brother's wife. The Afilu Shoma Shemes Achad HaMachoma, even if you hear that your brother dies in the middle of the war, and you're at war also, so now his wife becomes Zokat Yuli Yibum, so then his Chayzer Obola, you have right to go back home to Mekan the Mitzvah Yibum. Kol Eilu, all these cases, Shemim Divrei Kain. The people have listened to the Kain, Me'arche Melchoma V'Chayzer. And the people that are outside already lined up to go to war, they have right to go back. And what do they do now, these people? Or Mesaf Kinman, they have to go and collect the water. Or mozen and food, or mesak nesed rochem, they go to feel to clean the roads. They don't have to go to fight, they have to go to feel fix the roads. In other words, when these people leave, they're not part of the gamri, they can't go home, but they don't have to fight, but they help out with these things, these inyonim. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel, v'yelu she'enem chayzim, these are people that don't have to go back from the war, or cannot leave the war at all. Ha'boine beishar, somebody build a beishar, that's like a house you buy by the shah, the gate of the chotzer, for the watchman of the chotzer to stay there. So that's not called a choshevah, that's not called a beis birum, for that you cannot go home. Merelsach sadro, that's a patio in front of the house. It does now four walls to it. Marafeses, or else like a balcony. You built the house on top. These things are not royal adiro, and therefore they can't go home from the mechama. Hanoteya arbi lone meichel. Somebody plants only four trees, of fruit trees, so that doesn't have a shame of a base kerem. You cannot go home. The bar kerem, it's at least five gefanim. Who adin v'chamishi lone srok. If you planted five trees, but srok, they don't give off peris. Hamachzeres grushosai. Somebody remarries a wife that he gave a get to, so for that he cannot go back from the mechama. Almon lekoyin gol the marriage and almon is since it's an avera, also he can't go back. Karusha b'chalus lekoyin hedyet, also it's an avera. Whereas mamzeres in Nesina liyisrael, it's also for Yisrael to marry a mamzeres or a Nesina. Nesina that's an am, them they're upon and they gave it in like goyim, you're not let him marry them. Or else, bas Yisrael the mamzol nosin, bas Yisrael they got married to a mamzera to a nosin. The same thing, since it's an Aver of the Chasnam, so they can't go back from the Mechama. Reb Yudah says, Af ha-boi nabayis al-mechoynoi, loyhoye choyzer. Let's say a person's house caved in, fell down, and they built it up the same way it was before, it wasn't mechadish, anything new, so that's not called enough of a simcha, he can't go back. That's not called the pasuk of bayis chodesh. Reb Elezawayna, Af ha-boi nabayis levenim basharoin. Is also lahoya chayzer. Somebody builds a bayis made out of bricks in Bisharon. That's the low part of Eretz Yisrael. And by says it wasn't the kaim there. The houses didn't stay there. It used to fall down once in 7 years or twice in 7 years. They had to rebuild it. So that's also lahoya chayzer. That's not called a bayis. And for that, he doesn't have right to leave the mechama. Mr. Dalin, the elu, these are the ones shein zozim im kaimam. Meaning they don't have to go at all to mechama. And also, we don't give them any avoider at all. That's a bona bayis v'chanochai. Somebody built a new house, and he moved into it, but he didn't live there a full year yet. Because not the kerem v'chiloloi. He had a kerem, comes the full